With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has put on hold his planned meeting with Russian leader Vladimir Putin. In an interview with reporters, President Trump suggests the decisions about the proposed meeting with President Putin would be made in the coming day.
Why did you think that a Budapest summit might be wasted time?
Well, I didn't say anything. I didn't say it would. And, you know, you never know what's going to happen. But a lot of things are happening on that front, on the war front with Ukraine and Russia. And we'll be notified over the next 2 days as to what we're doing.
The decision to hold off on the meeting in Budapest, Hungary, which Trump had announced last week, was made following a call between Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. A pardoned Capitol rioter is arrested for allegedly threatening to kill House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
A man whose convictions for storming the U.S. Capitol were erased by President Donald Trump's mass pardons has been arrested on a charge that he threatened to kill New York Democrat and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Christopher P. Moynihan is accused of sending a text message that read, quote, "I cannot allow this terrorist to live." Moynihan also wrote that Jeffries must be eliminated and texted, "I will kill him for the future." To extremists, Jeffries said,
"You better watch how you talk when you talk about me."
Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
New York City police released images of a woman wanted for questioning after an infant girl with her umbilical cord still attached was abandoned at a busy Midtown Manhattan subway station. Authorities on Tuesday asked for the public's help in identifying the woman, who is seen on a 2-second video clip carrying something that is bundled. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 218 points, the Nasdaq dropped 36. This is SRN News. Senator Josh Hawley takes on Obamacare.
The Missouri Republican has introduced a bill that would bar the government health insurance initiative from paying for abortions or sex change operations on children. Hawley says, quote, "It's time to ban abortion and gender transition procedures for minors on the health care exchanges. No more loopholes." The fate of the legislation is uncertain. Republicans have a comfortable majority in the House, but a very narrow one in the Senate. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is blasting China for a rash of detentions. The Communist Party's been rounding up pastors across the country in recent weeks, along with some of their parishioners. The clergymen lead house churches, groups of believers who meet for worship in private homes. The USCIRF says with these arrests, the Communist Chinese Party once again demonstrated its utter contempt for religious freedom. This is SRN News. It appears President Trump is helping to boost Republicans' overall popularity. Bob Agnew reports.
The latest Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds that 9 months into President Trump's second term, voters now have a slightly less favorable view of the Democratic Party than they do of the Republicans. 48% of likely U.S. voters have a favorable impression of the Republicans. Only 45% say the same thing about Democrats. Rasmussen knows that the Democrat favorability has taken a 2-point hit since July. Bob Agnew reporting.
An auction house plans to sell off a variety of actor Gene Hackman's possessions. They include a Golden Globe, a wristwatch, and paintings he collected and created himself. Live and online auctions next month follow Hackman's death in Santa Fe, New Mexico, this year at age 95. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.